Holding God's Hand When You're Anxious by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. Peace. It eludes us, slipping quickly through our fingers no matter how tightly we try to hold on to it. I was at the doctor's for what I thought was a routine eye exam. I heard something I'd never heard before. "You have a freckle on your eye. I'd like you to see another doctor." Those words have to be some of the most anxiety-producing words, right up there with the words, "I'm very sorry to have to tell you this." As we receive those hard things in our lives, the enemy of our souls stands right outside the door of our minds, ready to paint the most dismal scenarios in vibrant colors. God's antidote for anxiety is for us to turn things over to Him, to recall who God is, and to remember nothing is too big for God to handle. As I reflect on the times I've been anxious or afraid, I remember sometimes giving in to that temptation. But as I've prayed or asked others to lift me in prayer, God provided peace, which guarded my heart and mind. Nothing in my circumstances had changed, but my heart was encouraged. I felt calm, and I thought about God's goodness and faithfulness. Do I ever feel weak? Yes, at times I have. But like Paul, I am learning whenever I lack something, I can trust God to provide it. One of God's names is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide, not the Lord might provide. Paul was confident that God would supply all his needs, Philippians 4:19. Furthermore, Paul graduated to a place where he delighted in weakness, in insults, persecutions, and difficulties. Why? Because Paul realized when he was weak, then he was strong, 2 Corinthians 12:10. No longer was Paul relying on his own strength. He was leaning on the Lord. I love reading about the life of Paul because I don't picture him white-knuckling difficult situations, like when he sat in prison, shackled and weary. Paul didn't complain, but instead he sang praises to the God he leaned on. When God gives you His peace, it transcends everything you're going through. I've tasted that peace, and it's almost indescribable. I hope you've experienced it as well. Look around at how many things in our lives have changed, especially lately. And yet, God is unchanging. Malachi 3:6. That's why we can take a deep breath no matter what we're facing, knowing we can always take hold of God's outstretched hand. The doctor just came in to give me the results of my eye procedure. The freckle is benign. And as soon as the doctor left his office, I left as well, still holding on to my Father's hand. My Father's hand. I do not understand my life. It's difficult for me. Some questions have no answers, at least that I can see. And yet, with every year I've grown, there is a truth that God makes known. I do not have to understand, but simply take my Father's hand.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.